Keaton Gologli with Lugnuts left-hander Tyler Ibarra. Tyler, you got off to a rough start this season. You're pitching much, much better now. What's the biggest difference?
I just say consistency, just going out there and being real aggressive, trying to pound the zone, not pitching shy to anybody or trying to do too much, just try to fill up the strike zone and attack every hitter as if it was the last hitter I'll face.
What about your stuff? Is it different now than it was at the beginning of the season?
After my little stint on the DL, I picked up a couple miles per hour on my heater, so I've been getting away with a lot more maybe mistakes or bad pitches, but I wouldn't say anything's much different. Just continuing to work hard and hit my towel drills real hard, trying to repeat my delivery and stay real smooth.
What kind of things do you think may have contributed to the increase in velocity?
I was really, only thing I could do was run, and I was running 12 poles a day. I was also in the weight room really going, doing as much as I could with the body parts that I could, besides my arm, obviously, which was what was bothering me. So I really pounded my core. My legs really got strengthened, and endurance really picked up because of my running. So that and rest, I would say, really played a big part in it.
You and Aaron Munoz had a chance to go out for a little event with some of the Special Olympics in town. How was that?
Oh, it was a great event. It's great to see the smiles on their faces when you show up, and the appreciation that they have is so genuine. You can't mask that. You can't fake it. You can't even create that. It's just, you know, it's just something that happens. You'd be surprised at how much they know about the Lugnuts and what we're doing out here, and how much we influence them and just kind of inspire them to just go out and play in a Special Olympics softball game tournament. And just the smiles on their faces and the joy that they create with that event is just, it's priceless.
What kind of stuff did you do while you were there? Were you just kind of meeting people, or were you helping out with some of the actual event stuff?
It was a meet and greet at the beginning, and then we signed some autographs, took a lot of pictures with them, just chatted with them a lot. We also ended up passing out gold, silver, and bronze medals for what they call a skills competition, which they, you know, have different events. They run the bases, you know, throw farthest throw or, you know, what have you. And I mean, that was pretty much what we were there to do, is just chat with them, you know, and let them know we're here, you know, and we're support what they're doing.
Tyler, we're into the end of July, almost into August right now. How do you feel your body's held up at this point? I mean, it's your first chance to play full season affiliated ball.
I feel like I'm holding up all right. Of course, I spent 26 days on the DL. So I got a break, but at the same time, I kind of really turned up the heat on the physical aspect of what I could do. So I was running, you know, and doing extra work and doing all kinds of stuff like that, which I feel like it helped me to where I could sprint through the finish line. And I've been through extended spring training program twice with spring training one of the years. So I'm not new to going through September. So last year I ended up going a long ways, you know, and showing up here and did not get home until almost the 20th of September. So I feel like I got what it takes to sprint through the finish line still. So
tell me a little bit about the end of your last season. I know you did some crazy traveling to get around all the different stops you had.
Well, we played in the championship in Bluefield, ended up losing that in two games, and then they ended up calling me up to Vancouver, which I played the semifinals with them, and then the championship, which we won there. I got two appearances with them in the playoffs, and then they called me up to here, so I got here, pitched a game here in the championship with the Lugnuts, and it didn't fare so well, obviously, but it was a, you know, it's just something you really just try to take it all in when you can. I think last year coming up here at the end really helped me with trying to figure out what I was going to do this year if I got here. So I really was focused on locating my off-speed pitches, because that's what really hurt me in the championship game last year. I was getting a lot of good fastball command, but I didn't spot my curveball for a strike, so they were really just kind of laying off that, and it ended up costing me big time. So,
tell me a little bit about the travel once the season ended. Did you have all your stuff still in Bluefield, or how did you end up back home in Kansas?
Yeah, I had all my stuff in Bluefield still, so I flew out of here. I think we got into town at 6 in the morning from Quad Cities, and then I flew out of here to Richmond, and then drove from Richmond to Bluefield, and then got in the car and drove. I want to think I drove 14 hours all the way to Kansas City before I actually stopped, and then to take a nap there at one of my friend's house, and then drove another 4 hours to Wellington. So I had a pretty deep travel day.
What kind of stuff would you bring with you when you made each stop along the level?
Once I got moving, I just I had my car packed in Bluefield the day that we lost. So I was ready for the worst case scenario driving home, and so I just really pulled out my clothes bag and threw my baseball stuff in it and carried one bag and took off. It's a good thing about being a pitcher. All you got to do is bring cleats and a glove, and you're pretty well ready to play.
Tyler, let me ask you a little bit about some of your teammates out in the bullpen. Who would you say are some of the funnier guys cracking you guys up?
The bullpen is a real good group of guys. I mean, we're all a bunch of characters out there. I mean, any given night, anybody can be in the best of moods and just really brighten the night out there and keep it real light. I'd have to say A.J. Meyer is probably one of the most hilarious guys I've met. He's so spontaneous and just off the wall sometimes. You never know what you're going to get.
So. Is that surprising considering he was a starter throughout his career until now he's been turned into a closer with the Lugnuts?
I'm not surprised. I met the kid last year, and he's about the same guy then as he is now. And I don't think it has anything to do with pitching. He's just – he's a character, and you know that's just personality. It's he's a hilarious guy.
Tyler, thanks so much for joining me, and good luck the rest of the way.
All right, thank you.
That was Tyler Ibarra, lefty from the Lugnuts bullpen. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have more Lugnuts baseball on Big Country 92.1.